Where we're joined, always at this time, by our melancholy keeper of secrets, that is Dan Conifer. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. This is true. Big story this morning is Bernard Tomic and his big win at the Hopman Cup over Novak Djokovic in the tennis. Australia went down in the tie 2-1 with Ashley Barty going down to Anna Ivanovic there in the women's singles. And we also went down 10-8 against Serbia there in the mixed doubles. But a performance by Tomic beating Djokovic, who is one of the best in the world, a man he hadn't beaten in four matches so far, played him at Wimbledon, of course, in the quarterfinals, and that was probably the biggest profile clash between the two before this. Yeah. But a big win there for Tomic, and
well,
great
the biggest
to
win of his career, you'd have to say, Dan.
I think you would. I mean, it is a lower sort of profile event. Doesn't carry the sort of the points of the ATP points.
It's not Wimbledon, is it?
No, it's not. It's the Perth Arena and Wimbledon.
It's the Hopman Cup.
They are incomparable.
It's a rubber in the Hopman Cup, isn't it, Dan?
It is. But taking nothing away from his win, defeating Djokovic.
Well, we
Djokovic.
Can take a fair bit away from it, can't we, Dan?
Oh, we because can, but context. We don't want to. We
no,
don't,
all right.
We don't
okay.
like to.
Was Djokovic taking it seriously, do you think?
It's hard to tell in the lead-up events to tournaments because everybody's preparation is different. And the main game, of course, is the Australian Open and, of course, the year ahead as well. So that was tennis, of course, Australia going down in
what
the
about little? Sorry to interrupt you. What about Little Leighton? Any Little Leighton news?
No, I haven't seen any Little Leighton news this morning.
Okay.
But if I see any little headlines, I'll let you know.
No, good.
The cricket, moving to that, and of course we're taking on Sri Lanka in the third and final test starting at the SCG today. We lead the series 2-0, but Michael Clarke has warned the team not to underestimate Sri Lanka going into the test. They are injury depleted, both their bowling stocks as well as some of their batsmen have been knocked out. But Australia will be looking to give, of course, Mark Hussey a winning send-off after he announced that this would be his final test match after 79. This will be his 79th test match.
Mr. Cricket.
Mr. Cricket and comes in sparkling form, three centuries in his last four tests.
Yeah.
So great form here.
Yeah, and do you think Papa actually did say that to the boys? Let's not be complacent, fellows. Let's take this game seriously. They might be down, but they're not out. Do you think he said that?
Not a direct quote. I think his language may have been a little bit more hipper than the copy here at the ABC.
Ah, okay.
Like a bit more down with the boys, but something along those lines, generally speaking.
Generally speaking. Mm. Yeah, okay. Like we should take this game seriously, that sort of thing.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Dan. And Dan will be back a little later on with the news headlines.